Now, Clayton College has been at the forefront of two of the most important revolutions of our time. What are these two revolutions?
Well, you're asking me, so I'm going to tell you. Number one, I believe, is distance education. Back when I enrolled in Clayton College, you know, Clayton College was founded in 1980. I enrolled in 1988. Distance education that we now know it used to be called correspondence schools, and Clayton College was only a correspondence school. And that was before this big surge of doing distance education and correspondence education for our college degrees. So I would say, you know, distance education, they were way ahead of their time. The other, of course, is alternative healing. We now know it's mainstream, but back in the early 80s, at least here in this part of the country, it was just burgeoning. You know, it was mostly your fringe people that were really seeking out alternative and natural approaches for health because our Western culture was just so ingrained in turning to conventional medicine. So I believe Clayton College has really been on the forefront, both through the format through which we offer our education and the subject matter.
Now, as Director of Practitioner Education, well, first of all, why don't you tell us what that role actually entails? What do you do at Clayton?
Well, one of my main positions here at Clayton College is to develop all the practitioner education portions of our curriculum, really enhancing our curriculum to truly train the practitioner. And so I work closely with the